That's what I hope would happen, is they'd get convicted here, because in the legal process it'd be important for them to get, you know, to get the law overturned would be important for a conviction to result and then the overturning of the law. But I think more and more, that's why I say it's difficult for the movement to have an anti-conspiracy weapon. You cannot really mount a legal weapon against it if you're faced with a judge like Judge Hoffman and a prosecutor like, I guess, the man has turned out to be, someone who, acting together, prosecutor and judge, just will not allow the facts to come out, you know, just will not allow the thing to be debated the way it supposedly is to be debated in a court of law. And then given the composition of the other courts that you're going to run into on the way up or below those, for that matter, you can't be really optimistic about any justice resulting from the thing eventually. That's why I think the anti-conspiracy weapon may have to be a massive conspiracy and a real conspiracy, you know, of a conscious and open conspiracy of thousands and thousands of people.